This Independence Day, visitors to beaches at the Iowa Great Lakes in northwest Iowa's Dickinson County may have to celebrate with soda instead of beer. The state's Natural Resource Commission tomorrow will consider a proposal banning alcoholic beverages at the beaches during the 4th of July weekend. Rich Leopold is director of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. He joins me now. So, Rich, what's behind this?
The reason we've been looking at this was we've been trying for years to figure out another solution, and nothing has came up. So we have a very dangerous situation, and the public safety of our officers and the general public is what's in mind here.
When you talk about a dangerous situation, what exactly is going on?
Well, it's a big party spot. So the Dickinson County and the Okoboges, they've had to deal with this for decades, and it's moved around in different locations. What we'll have are hundreds and hundreds of young adults with lots of alcohol on a hot summer day, and it has gotten to the point where we do not have enforcement or enough public safety to ensure the safety of the people that are there.
You mentioned that it's been a long-term problem. So why this proposal now?
Because it's been a migrating problem. Years and years ago, it was at Terrace Park Beach on the south end of Westlake Okoboji. Then it moved to Arnold's Park City beaches, and now it's on our state beaches. Those other areas, through time, have also had alcohol bans on their beaches, so the party moved elsewhere.
I guess somebody might say, you know, young people drinking, that's... it's a concern, but it's something that's pretty commonplace around the holidays.
Right.
Are you really going to stop it, first of all, by doing this at this one particular location? And how serious of a concern is this?
Sure. And I know exactly what you mean, because it is generally not a concern. And we are not concerned across our state in state parks when there are, you know, drinking parties or when grandpa's having a beer with a few friends around the campfire or whatever else. That's not a concern. I mean, we do have drunken incidents from time to time, but local law enforcement and our own rangers are able to take care of it. The reason this is a concern, and it's a very narrow concern, is that during this weekend, it's become uncontrollable. We can't get officers in. We can't get ambulances in. We've had fights. We've had lots of public nudity, public intoxication. We've had alcohol poisoning where we can't get ambulances into the area. We need to take care of it just for public safety.
What about other summer holidays? Do you ever see this kind of a proposal, you know, being suggested for, say, Memorial Day, Labor Day?
I certainly hope not. One of the things that we've tried to do, and myself as director and the Natural Resources Commission, is make sure that this is very narrow, that it's only in Dickinson County, only over the 4th of July. If it became this much of a danger in other areas, we would have to consider it. But I assure everyone that we are not looking at any alcohol ban or any widespread regulatory framework at this point.
Do you foresee the problem, though, just migrating to another location?
That is one of the reasons why we held a public meeting up there. We knew that if these people aren't there, they're going to be somewhere, and let's have an open discussion of what that means. And so this first 4th of July, where alcohol will not be allowed on state park beaches, is sort of a trial balloon also to see what happens, where the crowds go.
And what kind of public reaction are you getting so far?
Well, everybody's skeptical, as am I. We don't want to discourage people from coming to the parks, from enjoying themselves, from different types of recreation. I mean, we host lots of family recreation, and we're happy to do that. But we also want to embrace the young adults, you know, and have this kind of interaction. So what we are trying to do here is to make it very narrow for public safety's sake only.
Well, Rich, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.